Good evening, this is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My guests tonight are Benoit Galou, curator of the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris since 2018. His new book is The Secret Life of a Cemetery, The Wild Nature and Enchanting Lore of Père Lachaise. Joining us is Ariel Aronson, a French to English translator of books, films, TV, and more. Benoit, Ariel, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you about this book. Benoit, this is a wonderful book. It's entertaining, but for me, very informative. It's about what it's like to run one of the world's most famous cemeteries. What inspired you to put it down in writing, to make a book of it, instead of just keeping it to yourself?
It's been a long time. It came from the Instagram account. A lot of people ask me if it is not too sad to work in a cemetery. Is it too difficult? So I created this account to show that cemeteries are not just about death, but also about the life that we can find between the graves. And I wanted to show another side of the cemetery. And my Instagram account has a lot of followers. So les arènes,
publishing house.
Yes, publishing house. Asking to me and ask me if I wanted to write a book, and I'm not a writer, so I take a few days to decide, and I said yes, because I wanted to go with my book the dark side, or the face caché of the cemetery of the Père Lachaise.
It's an amazing book, because it's a real insight what it's like to be in charge of a cemetery that's also a tourist attraction, because so many famous people are buried at Père Lachaise. It has to be a very difficult job for you to manage the cemetery and manage tourists.
Yes, it's a challenge. It's interesting because the cemetery is the Père Lachaise is a cemetery before a museum or a park or a tourist attraction. But we have a lot of people, about 8,000 people by day. So we have to manage it. We have some people who are buried every day in the cemetery, and we have a lot of tourists that came from all over the world to see Jim Morrison.
Oh, there, God.
Carwell, Chopin. it's difficult for my team, but it's okay. We have some problems sometimes, but the majority of the people who came here have a decent compartment.
As soon as I mentioned to people that I was going to talk with you, everybody here, and that's because we're bloody Americans, asked about Jim Morrison. And everybody claims that the bust was recently found. What's the story? Was it the original bust found?
Yes, it is. It's the most visited grave in the cemetery, far ahead of all the others. Edith Piaf is number two, I think. But Jim Morrison is most visited. The legend... grave is the only one that is protected by fences.
Oh, it has to be.
To prevent the excesses that some fans my comic. And his grave became the object of a veritable cult, sex, drug, and rock and roll. That is Jim Morrison. And today, excesses are rare. Also, a bottle of whiskey or a joint is regularly found on the Jim Morrison grave. But the bust, the original, has been found by the French police, and I have the luck to see it at the police station. But we don't know today if it will come back on the grave of Jim Morrison. It depends on the family's will.
As you describe the cemetery in your book, it's not only a place where people are buried, but it's an open-air museum. There's so many famous people there, and there's interesting sculptures like Oscar Wilde's monument. Can you describe Oscar Wilde's monument?
Oscar Wilde is very interesting because there is a lot of legend about his grave. It is how to describe it. It is a sphinx created by an American sculptor, Jacob Epstein, and the sphinx caused a scandal when it was unveiled at Père Lachaise in 1912. It was a shock, I don't know how to say. It was described as bizarre, unattractive, and dubious taste. So it was a scandal, and some years later, there is some people who do not like the sex of the sphinx. So
people have been rubbing his testicles.
Yes, there is no trace of an official document concerning two British people who should have stole the genitals, the sphinx genital. So I don't know where they are today, but yes, it is a legend. Some people say that the attributes of the sphinx have been used as a paperweight by the curator of the cemetery, but it is not true.
Well, let's talk about some facts about the cemetery. How big is the Père Lachaise, and how many people are buried there?
Yes, let me find. Père Lachaise, there are some 70,000 graves.
Wow.
And 26,000 apartments by the Columbarium. I don't know how to translate. Case de Columbarium.
Yes, the Columbarium, yep.
Columbarium, yes. So near, more than 90,000 graves at the Père Lachaise Cemetery. More than 1 million people have been buried here since this opening in 1984. So there is a lot of people who are sleeping here. Today there is a lot of activities. It is not a museum or a garden. It is a real cemetery with a lot of activity because we have 1,000 enterrements, I don't know to say, enterrement, yes. And Burial, yes. And a lot of cremation, more than 6,000 cremation by year.
Wow.
So it is every day you have a lot of people, sad people who are coming here to say goodbye to a friend or a member of their family who just died. So there is a lot of activities. Yes.
Now there's a concept that you write about in the book, and Ariel, you may have to. Benoit, you can speak in French, and then she can translate it.
Okay.
But the idea of concessions, that's something we don't have here. I don't think we have here in the United States. What are concessions, and what are perpetual concessions? Ariel, you may.
Yeah, this was very difficult as a translator coming from North America, especially to crack.
What's the French word for it? Concessions?
Yep.
Concession plot.
Just the concession. But we don't have that concept in North America, or at least it's not very common.
Is it possible to explain? You can do it en français, and she can translate it.
Okay, thank you. Les concessions funéraires en France donnent le droit à l'acquéreur d'occuper un emplacement d'une superficie qui fait en général 2 mètres carrés pour y construire une sépulture et y enterrer des défunts. C'est une sorte de contrat de bail, comme une location, qui peut être de durée limitée, 10 ans, 30 ans, 50 ans, mais qui peut aussi avoir une durée perpétuelle.
So it's essentially a contract from the government to the person who will occupy the grave. And that contract, it's like a lease. And that contract.
And it's for a fixed period of time, right?
It can last for a fixed period of time. And then it can also, if I understand correctly, last in perpetuity.
Wow. What happens when your time runs out? Could you ask him that? Like, what happens when a person's concession runs out?
Yeah,
what happens to the body?
Si la concession n'est pas renouvelée, l'administration va reprendre l'emplacement, donc détruire la sépulture, exhumer les défunts. Et si elle est de durée perpétuelle, donc c'est une vraie perpétuité. Mais si la tombe est à l'abandon, l'administration peut, à l'issue d'une procédure assez longue, reprendre une concession à l'abandon. Pour redonner l'emplacement à une nouvelle famille parisienne. Après, Ariel, comme vous le savez, voilà, on préserve aussi du patrimoine, on essaie de sauver du patrimoine, donc, parce que c'est le Père Lachaise, il ne faut pas tout casser. Donc la question, elle est assez sensible, assez complexe.
Yes. So there are three, if the concession is not renewed, either the occupant is, you know, evicted, essentially, and the... the grave will be destroyed, and then given the spot will be given to a new person who has to be a Parisian or, you know, living in Paris, domiciled in Paris, or it is a true in perpetuity, like it's a true forever grave, so it won't be renewed because it doesn't have to be, or there are some legal channels through which if the grave is in perpetuity but it has become abandoned by the family, and the people at Père Lachaise can, if they can confirm and prove that it's been abandoned, then there are legal channels for the cemetery to repossess the grave. But this becomes a little tricky because a lot of these graves have become like heritage sites around for the city. So it's a lot of loopholes and
so
legalese.
I don't think cemeteries here have to deal with these legal issues at all. So it's a very complex.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be a very complex job that you do. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My guests tonight are Benoit Galut, curator of Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris since 2018. His new book is a wonderful read, The Secret Life of a Cemetery, The Wild Nature and Enchanting Lore of Père Lachaise. And joining us is Ariel Aronson, a French-to-English translator of books, films, TV, and more. Benoit, are the photographs in the book yours?
Yes, that is mine. Every pictures are mine.
they're wonderful photographs. That's a whole other part of this book, is the natural world in Père Lachaise. Talk to me about your love of foxes.
I love them so much. I'm so happy to see them between the graves of the cemetery. It's difficult to see the foxes because they you can see them between the during the day. I live in the cemetery, so I can go by night in the cemetery and I can shoot them to have this picture. I don't know how many they are, but they like to live here because every year we have some babies. So it is a good sign. They seem to love the place. So I'm very happy, and a lot of Parisians are happy to know that the foxes are living there. It is a symbol, I don't know how to say, symbol, mascot today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, sometimes when I have a family in my office, to contract a plot, a concession. Sometimes they are sad, but they ask me, how are the foxes? Are they well? how many? I would like that some of them came on the grave of my parents to sleep, so they are accepted, and it is a good news.
I love foxes. Foxes are really special. But you also have other wildlife, too. You have stone martens, which I think are really interesting. The martens, you might want to translate that.
Oh, my gosh, I forget the word.
Queen? Queen?
Yeah, je pense, ouais.
I think it is queen. Yes.
That's really an unusual animal for Paris, for inside the city of Paris, isn't it?
I don't know. Some people say that they're living in Paris, but it is very difficult to see them. This year, I only saw them once. So they live the night. So. It is difficult, but they are here and they are living there with the foxes, with the cats.
Oh, wow. Well, we have to talk about the cats, the chat. There are these cats that live in Père Lachaise that are looked after by other people. Talk to me about the cats. How many cats are there that live in the cemetery?
Not many, only 15. it is not very much because some years, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, there were maybe 100 cats.
Wow!
But wow. Yes, it was very big. But today, they are 15, they can't have baby anymore because an association has sterilized them. So no more baby cats, but a lot of people like them. You can see them during the day. Some people give them food, so they are very happy. They sleep all the time. Ils font partie des cimetières. I don't know how to translate.
Mm-hmm, yep, they're a part of the cemetery.
Yes.
There's some wonderful photographs of the cats in the book. And I just, yes. I love the fact that they're our favorite cats and people know them by names. Now,
yes.
There's all sorts of stories about that you put in the book from the cemetery too. And you also talk about the worst day to visit Père Lachaise is All Saints Day. Why?
Oh, because there is too many people. I like this day because we have more than 20,000 people during the day. So every team member is working this day to guide the visitors, to help those who have lost their grave. Some people doesn't remember where their grave is.
Oh,
so
God.
We have to help them to find them. The cemetery is really big. And I like this day. The atmosphere is different. And there is a lot of sad people this day because they came to clean their grave. And some of them came only this day. They do not came the other day of the year. So it is a day, I don't know to say, a particular day. And there is some lot of tourists, but and yes, you can come another day better.
And what is it about? What about chrysanthemums?
Sorry, I don't understand.
So everybody's bringing chrysanthemums to the cemetery?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is a tradition in France, and you have to. Il faut mettre ses fleurs sur ses tombes, les chrysanthèmes. C'est une grande tradition et le cimetière est recouvert de couleurs. Ce jour-là, c'est très particulier.
Yeah, it's interesting because in North America, the chrysanthemum is not a flower associated with cemeteries or death at all.
No, it's usually a lily. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, it's an interesting image to have chrysanthemums in a cemetery.
There's also, because it's a cemetery, Benoit, you have to, and you may have to translate this, you have to deal a lot with the bereaved, the people who are mourning. Has working at Père Lachaise changed or refined your feelings about death? You might want to translate that. Hello?
Je crois avoir compris que travailler dans un cimetière et être confronté aux endeuillés, ça a changé mon rapport à la mort.
Ouais.
Moi, je pense que plus on est conscient qu'on est mortel, plus on a envie de vivre, en fait. Et c'est un peu ça. Ça n'a pas changé mon rapport à la mort. Je ne suis pas habitué à ma mort, je suis autant triste quand quelqu'un de ma famille ou de mes amis décède. En revanche, ça a changé mon rapport à la vie. J'ai envie de dire, je suis conscient que la vie est éphémère, je suis conscient que ça peut s'arrêter à tout moment, qu'il faut en profiter. Je relativise peut-être plus facilement les choses futiles, parce que parfois dans la journée, j'ai vu des personnes qui ont perdu un proche ou des parents qui ont perdu un enfant. Donc effectivement, je pense que ça change mon rapport à la vie, mais pas forcément mon rapport à la mort, même si, contrairement à beaucoup de Français, je n'ai pas d'appréhension pour en parler. Ça ne me fait pas peur d'en parler.
So it hasn't necessarily changed his relationship to death, but it has changed his relationship to life. So he's very conscious that life is ephemeral, it's fleeting, you know, to take every day as it comes, to live in the moment, to enjoy what he has in front of him, and that he's confronted with death every day. So it's a daily reminder, you know, to live your life to the fullest.
Does he enjoy his work? It's important work,
yes.
But does he enjoy it?
Est-ce que vous aimez votre travail?
Yes, a lot. I love my job.
It comes out, please convey that it really comes out in the book. I mean, he really has a passion, I think is the best word, for working at that location because there's so many different elements in it.
Oui, je te laisse Ariel traduire, ça peut être plus facile. Oui, c'est une véritable passion pour moi. Déjà, c'est un honneur de gérer un cimetière comme le cimetière du Père-Lachaise. Est si riche avec autant de sépultures, autant d'histoires. Et effectivement, c'est un défi aussi. C'est un défi parce que on fait face à énormément de difficultés, le tourisme, le patrimoine, l'activité funéraire qu'il faut réussir à concilier. Mais c'est un défi que j'aime beaucoup. parce que on est dans un vrai service public, on se sent utile. Je suis très heureux qu'il y ait des renards, qu'il y ait beaucoup de diversité, etc. Mais on apporte, au final, le plus important pour moi et mes collègues, c'est qu'on aide les personnes endeuillées à faire un travail pour leur permettre d'avancer dans la vie. Et c'est là où on se sent très utile et c'est ce qui nous motive, je pense, tous, le matin quand on vient travailler. Et voilà, c'est un très beau métier et effectivement, j'aime me lever le matin pour aller travailler.
So he said it's an honor to be able to work at the cemetery. It's a real passion. He said it's an honor to work among something so rich in heritage, something that the French people that they're so proud of. That it's a challenge as well, obviously, with all of the numbers of the tourists and all of the grave recycling. But that he feels that at the end of the day, it's a public service that he's giving back to his community, and that people are very, that they value that. And he feels valued that his work is very meaningful. And that's, you know, the best part of the job, is that it brings meaning to his life and to other people's life, and that he feels like he can accompany these people through their grief.
Amazing. We're out of time. We have to end. My guests tonight have been Benoît Guillot, curator of the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris since 2018. His new book, it's just a wonderful read. The Secret Life of a Cemetery, The Wild Nature and Enchanting Lore of Père Lachaise. And joining us, Ariel Aronson, a French to English translator of books, films, TV, and more. Benoît and Ariel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. Good night.